Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, Whiskey, Nancy, Whiskey, Whiskey, Nancy, oh. Whiskey, Whiskey, Nancy, Whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911, and the message include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe... just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
DJ Firefly, electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
Thank you all for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio War of the Roots program. I am Mando Richard, and we're going to start the second hour off with a really fun conversation I had with Avery Bellotta from the band Damn Tall Buildings. Yes, my home base is Pittsburgh, and they are coming to Pittsburgh on Saturday the 18th. So we'll chat with them, and we're going to start the conversation with a really energetic version of Mr. Monroe's Can't You Hear Me Calling?
ladies and gentlemen. You just heard a band called Damn Tall Buildings play Mr. Monroe's Can't You Hear Me Calling from their 2019 record, Don't Look Down. And on the line with me right now, we've got Avery Bellotta from the very band, Damn Tall Buildings. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Richard. It's really a pleasure.
We are talking in part because you guys are crazy and I love your energy, but also because you're coming to Pittsburgh for Calliope
House.
That's
right.
On October 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the original Pittsburgh Winery at 2809 Penn Avenue in the Strip District. Avery, I think you're going to like that place.
I'm looking forward to it. We really enjoy visiting Pittsburgh. It's going to be really nice to play.
My memory is when the last time we talked, you guys were still probably hanging out in the Boston area because you all met attending the Berklee School of Music.
That's right. Yeah, we definitely were. That was, you know, we've been in New York now for 8 years. So that was probably 2 years. We were towards the tail end of our Boston area tenure, which was very formative. And we're grateful for that. And we loved going to Berklee and busking on Newbury Street and all that jazz. So, yeah. And now we've been in Brooklyn for 8 years.
I think you can hear the busking come across in your concerts. Why would I say a weird thing like that?
I appreciate it. I don't mind if it is weird. I feel like that is true. And I think that a lot of that is the spirit of, like, you know, we only expect everyone to feel like they're there if we invite them in, you know? So I think that that's a huge part of it, where you learn that busking, for sure. And so transferring that to the stage has been a really valuable and very, like, a hallmark of our playing.
About 30 years ago, I remember I saw an Alison Krauss concert. And she didn't speak to the audience until after the fifth song. Clearly, your busking experience gets you right out there engaged with the audience the whole night.
Totally.
I think when I spoke to you last, there were four members of the band, but it's down to the three of you now, right?
That's right, yep.
So you're from Montana. Max is from New Hampshire. Sasha's originally from Philly.
That's right.
Tell us about how the three of you have come together and how your music interweaves with each other.
Totally. I would say that especially over the last few years, we've really been on the road a lot together. And you know, we've been doing this band, we've been rocking it for like 13 years now. And I think that a lot of that has been a decision to stick with it, and a lot of love, a lot of unconditional love with a lot of open communication. those are the two elements that really help us blend everything as three individuals that really love each other and love making music together, and then have found this wonderful door and platform with the band to be able to, like we were talking about earlier, with connection to the audience. We all feel like that connection really keeps us going as well.
And you heard in that opening version of Mr. Monroe's big hit that they do something a little different. It's not just a bunch of guys in shirts and ties up there going through the paces.
We like to wear shirts and ties occasionally still. but it's loose, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely energy. There's a lot of energy in lots of different kinds of music, but I get the sense that there's a little more improvisation, on the verge kind of energy in Damn Tall Buildings.
Definitely. We definitely play off each other. And that goes to, like I was saying about the open communication verbally. We really have this beautiful open communication musically as well that I think makes it really easy for us to have fun more often than not, which I think is really awesome.
And if you're having fun, then those of in the audience have fun.
That is very true. That's been proven to us over and over again.
And if we're having fun, then you have more fun.
That's right. It's a beautiful cycle.
Absolutely. And it just keeps building up like that.
Yeah.
Well, we are chatting with Avery Bellotta, who, along with Max Capistan and Sasha Dubik, make up Damn Tall Buildings. And remember, wherever you are listening to this conversation, you make sure you go out and support live music, whether it's in Pittsburgh, Marquette, Michigan, Chattanooga, Tennessee, wherever, supporting live music. That's the way to go.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we've probably talked long enough. I want to play another track for the folks. And this is a single from your upcoming record, which is...
That's right.
Is it going to be called The Universe is Hungry? Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
And one of the songs you do is really fun. It's a version of the Roy Orbison song, which was then told to Linda Ronstadt. And then Sasha tells it to us.
Yes. Yeah, we love singing that song and playing that song. And Sasha's voice is, in my opinion, and I think our collective opinion, just like a real sweet spot. She's always loved Linda, and we've always loved Roy as a songwriter. So it's been great to bring one of our absolute favorite songs to a recorded version, because we've been playing it live a lot, but it was just felt right to put it on the record.
And that song is Blue Bayou.
Looking forward to happier times on
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard Damn Tall Buildings doing Blue Bayou, and this is a single from their upcoming album, The Universe is Hungry, which should be out by the end of October of 2025. And again, they're coming to Pittsburgh for Calliope House, the original Pittsburgh winery, 2809 Penn Avenue, 7:30 p.m. on October 18th. But you go out and support live music wherever you are listening to this conversation. And Avery, I suppose you should tell people how they can learn more information about Damn Tall Buildings.
Sure. Yeah, you can definitely, we do, of course, have a website, damntallbuildings.com. And then we are very active on the Instagram, and that handle is Graham Tall Buildings, or if you just search Damn Tall Buildings, you'll find us. And we love doing videos, so we have a YouTube channel as well, and you can just search Damn Tall Buildings, and then we'll pop right up there. And yeah, and we're all over all the streaming platforms that you like to listen to. And we even still have CDs and vinyls, too. If you come and see us, you can have yourself a time, a nice focused time around some music.
Well, Avery and I are talking in Zoom, so he can see the thinning gray hair on the top of my head. So he knows that I go back to the days when bands used to tour to support their albums.
I know it.
And now albums are a part of the merch to support the show. The show is what
it's all
about.
That's so true. That's so true.
Now, why did you guys settle down in Brooklyn?
You know, before we settled down in Brooklyn, we were using our touring across the country to kind of suss out where we might want to move, because we were all feeling like it was time to move on from Boston. And we checked out a lot of different places. Of course, the general, like, L.A., Nashville, New York bounce around for sure. And I'd say that of all, we didn't, you know, looked at a lot of different places and all over. But New York really held and still holds this really special place in all of us, our hearts, where it was the one consistent place where every time we came back, we, like, felt more and more at home and more like there was more to explore, which I think is a really nice combo to come off the road and be able to immerse yourself in a very lively place for all of us that definitely has kept us sustained. And Max and Sasha have started a very successful music school in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. And that keeps them busy when they're not on the road. And I do a lot of recording and stuff here. And we have a really lovely time, having a great time with the musicians that live around here, too. So it's a really awesome place with a lot of deep energy to it that we really thrive on.
You look around and you see lots of people comparing you to this group and that group and this group and that group. And I hate that kind of stuff because you're Damn Tall Buildings. You do your own thing. I mean, you cross genres, you know, like you're crossing the street. You know, you use bluegrass instruments and sometimes you play bluegrass and sometimes you don't.
That's right. Yeah.
How would you describe Damn Tall Buildings music?
We talk about serious things without taking ourselves too seriously. We like good time and live, it's always a very communal experience. And on the record, it's meant to be the same thing, but in smaller doses. That's the best way I can put that.
I have always found your music energetic, and I love the way you revisit standards and come up with original music and reinterpret standards. I mean, but you do it lovingly.
Yeah, we try, thankfully don't have to try very hard, but we do are very aware of making sure we go into everything with respect, for the art itself. And usually it's feeding us just as much as we're putting ourselves into it. So it's really nice. I appreciate you saying that, because we definitely love playing the traditionals as much as we do our originals and everything too. So,
but you put your own wrinkle on them.
For sure. Yeah, can't help that.
Do you remember that record several years ago Noam Pikelny put out? Noam Pikelny plays Kenny Baker plays Bill Monroe.
Bill Monroe, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Where, yeah, he paid his homage to it by simulating it. And you guys say,
absolutely,
here's the starting place, and here's what we're going to do with it.
Yeah, definitely.
We're having a great time talking with Avery Bellotta from Damn Tall Buildings, and they'll be coming to Calliope House on October 18th at the original Pittsburgh Winery. And like I keep saying, wherever you're listening to this, support live music. That's how these guys make their money, not through selling CDs and bumper strips. Those are all advertisements to get you to come to the shows. That's the way it goes these days. We've got one more track picked out for the folks, and I believe this is one that's an original song, is it not?
That's right, yep.
Turkish Airlines?
Yeah.
Tell us
Turkish
about
Turkish Airlines, yeah. It was really nice to, a lot of this record features Sasha as the lead vocalist, and this one is definitely one of our favorites in that camp on this record. And the hook, the chorus itself really gets stuck in all of our heads, so we're really excited to share it. It's also a fun exploration in kind of some of the more like fringe production techniques that we used on this record, so it kind of gives a nice taste of some of the, like, you know, there's some modern interest to it. So yeah, it's been really fun to, of course, and you know, we play everything live as well as produce it, so it's like getting to figure out the two versions and how they interact and how they're very much the same. I'd say that, like, even though there are a lot of interesting and occasional extra elements on this record, this one in particular sounds a lot like what we sound like live, which I think is really cool. And yeah, Sash just knocks it out of the park.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here come Damn Tall Buildings with Turkish Airlines. Thanks, Avery.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate you.
I'd rather fly Turkish Airlines first class, premium spirits, martinis with real glass, off to Morocco or someplace like that. Drinking mint tea, smoking double two hash. Bet I'll wake up feeling better, like I got my fish together. I'll be walking around like I'm still sleeping.
dream, and all that you're seeing isn't quite what it seems. Is the life that you're living just a distraction, and all that you're doing's only been a reaction? So tired of the TV, late night conversations, highways to expressway to Sunoco Station. Won't you let me down easy, the best that you can? And now that you see me for all that I am,
you're hearing Eloise and Company, Rachel Bell and Becky Tracy and Company doing Barracuda and Turtles in the Sinkhole from their 2018 record, More Please. That'll be the musical bed while I tell you what's been going on right here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. We had a wonderful conversation with Avery Blotta from Damn Tall Buildings, and during the course of the conversation, you heard their version of Can't You Hear Me Calling and Blue Bayou, and then their original song, Turkish Airlines. So thank you so much, Avery, for your time, and I really enjoyed their energy, and I hope you did as well. They will be coming to Pittsburgh on October 18th, but if you're not listening in Pittsburgh, fear not. I'm sure they'll come to a venue near you, and you can always find them online. Damn Tall Buildings. I think Turtles in the Sinkhole has just started. Joan Baez's 1965 record, Farewell Angelina, has just been remastered and then re-released. So from that record, I'm going to play Joan Baez singing that folk song, that old traditional folk song, Wild Mountain Time. In the background, you're listening to Levent de Noord perform De Noord Asud from their newest record, Voisinage, which came out earlier this year, 2025. Now, let me tell you about that last set of music you just heard on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are. We start off that set with Joan Baez doing Wild Mountain Time from her 1965 record, Farewell Angelina, which has just been remastered and re-released. Then you heard from the Horsenecks doing a song I should have put in the gospel set, I Will Arise, a traditional song that they arrange, and it's from their new record, In the West. And then I played something from Hetty West, from her 1964 Vanguard LP, Hetty West Volume 2. You heard Fair and Tender Ladies. Now, some kids had crushes on Joan Baez and her sister Mimi Fregna. My crush was on Hetty West. I don't know what my problem was. No, she was a great singer and banjo player and guitar player. And her father was also a folklorist, as was she. And the last thing on the set was Meredith Moon doing a song she calls Freight Train. Sure wasn't Libby Cotton's Freight Train, but it was a lovely song. And that's from her record, From Here to the Sea, which just came out. If you didn't know, Meredith Moon is Gordon Lightfoot's daughter. Well, looking at the clock, it looks like I better get going with the gospel set. Here comes Robert Anderson and the Caravans.
Country when mother used to go sweeping across the old kitchen floor. Sometimes it would be early in the morning, and sometimes it would be kind of late, oh, in the evening. But I still remember hearing what she used to sing an old Dr. Watt hymn that went something like this. That's the way she used to sing a long time ago. She used to take her own time about it. She said, zing. When she get to the part where she didn't know the words so well, she'd always fold up her arms and just moan it out.
Come on, boy.
Oh, yeah. All right. Go on,
she kept right on singing, you know. We're talking about God's grace now. Won't it save you? Won't God's grace save you? Won't it save you? Won't it save you?
Wow. I think we've had a wild show today on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program. I am Amanda Richard saying thank you all so much for having tuned in for all our part of the show. Now let me tell you about our three gospel numbers. We heard first from Robert Anderson and the Caravans doing So Rights the Seeds. And then we heard two riffs on familiar gospel numbers. The Swan Silvertones riffed on Amazing Grace from their record Only Belief. And the Soul Stirrers did a version of Wade in the Water that Sam Cooke helped write, I think from back in about 1965. I am Mando Richard. Feel free to drop me a line. I'm Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo.